let's say you see something you need to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're out shopping somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, it's the comfiest, most Italian tracksuit you ever laid eyes on.
Damn.
Here's a problem.
What's the matter?
You ain't got the money. So you're out, right?
Well, you're right, a little plastic.
Nope. Even better than that.
What?
A shocking number of people are now admitting to doing this.
What?
And because of that, stores are catching on, and things are starting to change. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, if you have not yet, we implore you.
Yes.
Come check out our live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. You can watch a man realize what he's believed his whole life is a lie in this moment right now.
What are you going to tell me?
The number of people buying something,
mm-hmm.
using it once, and then returning it has skyrocketed.
I know people that do this and have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Over the last 12 months.
So now it's really catching on.
So this is according to a new study by, it's called Chain Store Age. They found that 3 in 10 Americans
mm-hmm.
admit to buying something, using it once, and then sending it back in the last 12 months. And to be clear, this wasn't something like you tried it on, you didn't like it, so it went back.
Talking like a power washer or something.
You bought this
mm-hmm.
knowing it was going back as soon as you used
it. So you knew it was a one and done.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, Tommy, you want to take a guess what by far the most common item customers admit to doing this with?
Well, obviously it's going to gross me out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was thinking like a yard tool.
Mm-mm.
No, it's going to be something that goes on your... Wait, so it's an article of clothing?
It's just clothing.
Oh, this is just
jeans?
Clothing. No, it's clothing. The answer is clothing overall.
Oh, clothing.
It's just clothing.
Yeah.
And the younger people are,
mm-hmm.
the more likely they are to say they do this. A staggering...
So why do they do it, though, if they just want to wear it once and bring it back?
Well, maybe they have an event.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they want to look cool in some pictures.
Right.
So they do it, they hide the tags, essentially?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Mm.
But a staggering
50%. 50%?
Of 18 to 34-year-olds admitted they have bought something to wear it once and return it in the last year. Have either of you ever done this?
No, but I know people that have.
Okay.
And it's usually around like events, like funerals, weddings, stuff like that, that you don't like, suits especially.
Mm.
Like I knew a guy that had to go, he was a pallbearer and he needed a suit, and he took the suit and was going to bring it back right after the funeral.
Okay.
It made sense though.
Yeah, sure.
So he just flipped it at Sears.
That makes the story even more sad.
It was a brown Sears suit.
I believe they call those a Sears sucker suit.
Yeah, Sears was a sucker.
Kimmy, have you ever done this before?
No, but I'm also, even if I planned on doing it, I'd be too lazy to return it
in
the end. But I have noticed, especially with like more expensive items, like if you're getting like a gown for a wedding or something a little more formal, companies have gotten a little smarter about where they place the tags.
Mm.
So they'll say, hey, you can return it for store credit without the tag, but it's got to have the tag on it for you to get a full refund. And they'll put the tag like in the most obnoxious place so you really can't hide it.
Gotcha. All right, Tommy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is what we're discussing bothering you at all?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I may be wearing things that somebody else's ass is better than I'm thinking I've got new stuff.
Oh, is your illusion of life falling apart in front of you? Because, Kimmy, when we talk about thrift stores on this show,
it grosses me out.
You hate them.
Yeah.
You crush people for wearing clothes other people
have worn. It's low end.
You think it's trash?
It's total trash and low end.
Well, it seems based on these numbers and the amount of clothes that you buy on a regular basis, Thomas mm-hmm. Mule, there's a pretty good chance you weren't the first person to wear some of that stuff you're wearing. And now that you're moving into the comfort wear genre,
mm-hmm.
hey, Kimmy. You know what a lot of people don't wear underwear in?
What?
Track suits and sweatpants.
Yeah, the comfy stuff.
Now, hold on. So I
balls all over your balls. We got some hot ball-on-ball action.
But when I buy those track suits, I buy them on Amazon.
Yeah.
And they come in all sealed up and everything.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard, Kimmy, of anyone ever wearing something and returning it on Amazon. How's their return policy?
They're pretty good about it.
Pretty liberal with the return policy, yeah.
Send it right on back.
Oh, you don't understand. I buy my clothes on Amazon and they're sealed up. Idiot.
I mean, you can get something used as long as it's not damaged.
They were tailored to my size.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that may save it.
Or they just took one back, cut it up, and sent it to you.
Could have done that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's gross. That makes me really itchy.
Oh, you itchy all.
It makes my ass itch. I mean, my actual...
Brown eye?
Yeah. Didn't I skeeve you?
No, because I shop. Well,
you grew up poor, I guess. I mean, everything was like used or tore up.
Yeah, we had to shop at thrift stores a lot when I was a kid. I still like shopping at thrift stores. My kid loves.
Yeah, kids, but you're not poor
shopping
anymore.
It's a great bargain.
Which are great. I got a good value.
It is.
But here's like, I know if I go to the mall, there's a shot maybe I'm wearing something that somebody's ass is in. But you're 100% when you go to that thrift store. It's guaranteed. It's busted.
Sure, but here's what makes you a sucker. I go into that thrift store, and I spend 10% of what that article of clothing
is. Yeah, but you're wearing sad clothes.
You're spending full price for something that someone's rubbed their brown eye all over.
Possibly.
Full price and a little bit of extra mud for you. Hi, I'm Tommy Mulay.
Even if they didn't try on the clothes, like, you don't know how many people have handled those clothes.
Yeah, but,
you know what I mean? Just to, like,
inspect. Why don't mind you handle them so much? It's when your ass
like
is in.
Like, when you go into a store, people take stuff off the shelf, unfold it, see what it looks like, put it back.
252 WCMF.
A lot of hands on your clothes.
Yeah, hands all over your balls. 252 WCMF. A new study reveals that folks buying something to use it once and return it has blown up in the last 12 months. 3 in 10 Americans admit to doing this. 50% of 18 to 34-year-olds say they have bought an article of clothing only to wear it once and send it back intentionally out front. And clothing is the most, it's the highest percentage.
Yeah. And those are the grimiest ages, too.
18 to 24? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're sexually active.
Yeah.
So you've got sexual fluids in your jeans that are not touching my bare skin.
One of the worst Marvin Gaye songs of all time. When I get that feeling, I got sexual fluids in my jeans. Sexual fluids in my jeans. Ooh, baby.
Makes me feel. Tried to follow it. He could not.
I did come in fast.
It's a good tune.
I came in fast. Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Is buying something
yeah.
to use it once and then returning it an inappropriate thing to do?
I mean, I guess if it stays in good condition, what's the harm?
Especially for a woman, man. I wouldn't want to wear some other woman's clothing.
What do you mean?
Oh, there are industries dedicated. Have you ever heard of like Rent the Runway or like some of the other like big clothing rental,
no.
like monthly subscriptions? Like I know people that you can get higher end things that maybe you're only going to wear once or twice and then you send them back for other high end things.
But that's part, you know, you're renting that. You're paying for the
yes.
rental.
And women yeah. do that.
Yeah, it's actually really popular.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't bother me knowing somebody else wore something.
I wouldn't want my cooch next to some other woman's cooch that may have possibly oozed into my britches. I don't know what coochie.
I don't know. I think growing up,
britches.
Like, you borrow so many friends.
One of my favorite Santana songs, by the way. Got coochie oozing britches.
Trying to make a busted woman out of me.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
Would that bother you?
No, I'm saying, like, growing up, like, you borrow your friend's things. Your sister, if you have a sister, you probably wore her clothes all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's not that weird to, like, exchange clothes with yeah. people.
No, women are comfortable like that.
But the difference, I think, is, like, with something like Rent the Runway
yeah.
or
yeah.
knowing your sister, like, yeah. you're aware that with Rent the Runway,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to clean that and send it back.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You won't send it to you if it's not.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to take, like, a dirty shirt from a sibling and put that on. You know that it's clean. With what we're describing here of people mm-hmm. buying something, sending it back, they don't wash those.
They just put it back on a rack.
You got it, because they're under
Fold
the impression
it, yeah.
that you
yeah.
never wore this before.
But don't you, when you get something, don't you wash it first before
so,
wearing it?
My wife is always big on that,
yeah.
and I never did.
I always wash stuff.
Because I always say, you got to wash it one time, and I go, why?
It also
brand new.
Yeah, I want like
really?
The new, because it always looks
Sometimes
a little different.
Right, yeah, it looks
Sometimes
raggedy.
It smells like the store. So I like to wash
it. I love the smell of the store.
Yeah, what store doesn't smell good, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to smell like myself.
Okay, so it would be logical, as we talk about people, you know, clothing being the highest percentage of people buying it once,
yeah.
buying it knowing they're going to wear it once and send it back, that it's the most premium stuff people are doing this with. Because clothing, Kimmy, if you want to find it super cheap, you can find it super cheap. So this would be like the nice stuff.
So this is like the high-end.
You would think.
Fashion stuff.
Which makes it even funnier that people are paying a fortune for something that someone wore out somewhere, never washed, and set it back. So the study cites a few reasons why this has started happening more. Obviously, the first one.
Yeah.
Economy.
Yeah.
Right? Folks are spending less. They can't afford to keep this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They also cite in this study the very lax return policies for most stores allowing this to happen.
Oh.
Some places do not ask for the receipt back to get full credit mm-hmm. or cash. Some places will take it back, no questions asked, no matter what. For example, Costco has a very famous 100% satisfaction guarantee policy.
Oh.
You can return anything, no time limit, no receipt needed, at any Costco, not just the one that you bought it at. The only exception is their electronics, and even those have a 90-day return window.
Oh.
So I could buy a flat-screen TV for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then bring it back?
I have 90 days to bring it back.
All right.
Does Costco sell clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anything you'd buy once to wear and then bring back.
Oh.
You're not getting like a
formal wear?
Yeah. We're talking sweatpants and jeans.
All right.
You know you've reached the age of no return when the clothes at Costco start. Like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a wide pair of jeans right there.
Kirkland jeans. Yes.
They do have some name brand stuff, but I can't figure out
wide
why it's at Costco.
Wide country?
Like they have... They have like Adidas stuff. They have like Nike stuff. But I'm like, but why is this here?
I always thought it was like last year's or something.
I don't
know. No, that's Marshall's.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't get like what qualifies it as like Costco stuff versus like stuff at Dick's or stuff at even TJ Maxx Marshall's.
You know what you're hearing right now?
What's that?
Is a woman trying to reckon with the fact that she's old as crap because she thinks some of the clothes at Costco look cool.
I'm happy to accept the fact that I will buy a pair of Costco sweatpants, but I guess I don't get how they end up at Costco. You know?
I thought they like got it on a discount because they were, like laying around.
No, like Costco.
It seems like it's new stuff.
It's, yeah.
Right.
I mean, Costco is one of the biggest retailers in America. Oh, I'm sure you have it. You negotiate with Adidas, Nike to make you like stuff for your store. But look, because of what we're discussing, several retailers have started to clamp down on their lax return policies. They've realized what people are doing. And here's the thing.
What?
You might be missing the boat here, Tommy.
Me?
Well, think of a high-end stuff you could be wearing without spending a dime.
Oh.
And you've also said that once you wear something, it becomes less exciting for you.
Well, yeah, it does. Yeah, the glitz wears off.
So, like, you could go out, get an outfit, wear it for a day, feel big time, and then
Have you guys make fun of me and then turn it back.
Yeah, bring it right back to Oshkosh Bagosh and get a full refund.
But again, you have to be good about returning things.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because my intention is to return it, it'll sit in my closet for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I could never pull this off.
No.
I'm not smart enough. So it turns out that the retail wear once and flip are not the only thing. It's not the only thing that people are doing to save money retail-wise.
What are they doing?
The biggest trap online, Kimmy, when you were online shopping is what? To get you to spend more money?
Oh, the free shipping.
Bingo.
So, you know, you got to spend. You need $9 more to get free shipping. Then you end up spending 20.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, everybody does it, right? Yeah. And we all get trapped by this. Another popular move that people admitted in this study, buying items you don't need to get the free shipping and then returning those items when they show up at your
house. Either the free shipping or I've done it when it says you get 20% off if you spend 50. So I got to get to 50 to get that 20% off and then I return whatever.
You've done this?
Again, I intended to do it.
Gotcha.
And then when it showed up at my house, I never actually did it.
In this,
but my intention initially was I'm probably not going to like this, so I'll return it anyways.
In this study,
1 in 5
people admit to buying something just for the free shipping, only to return it when it gets to
their house. I can see that. Okay.
The other scam people are running, you go to a website, and they go, guess what? Like Kimmy just said, we'll give you X percent off your first purchase if you join our loyalty club.
Yeah.
Right? But you already joined their loyalty club, so no percent off for you, right?
So what do I do?
Wrong, bitch. Just under 6 in 10 Americans say they regularly open multiple loyalty accounts.
Oh, you can do that?
To always get the first purchase percentage off.
All you need is a different email address.
Is that like no credit card or anything?
Nope. No, just the sign up for our email or text or whatever.
So then you're just going to get bombarded with emails, but who cares?
Yeah, and it's in accounts you probably don't check out.
Yeah, so you just can't,
Not to mention most good emails now filter out that spam stuff anyway. And yeah, I feel no guilt.
How does anybody make any money? If everybody's scamming these companies.
Well, if you look at how these companies are struggling right now, I mean, look at all these places going out of business. That could be it.
Okay.
Right?
This doesn't help.
Right? So, I mean, everybody, it seems, has a work right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're figuring out a way to get what they want without giving their money to these businesses. And, I mean, you know, to be fair, it's all a game anyway, man.
If I was ambitious, I would do it. But I'm not.
But you're not going to do that.
No.
It's amazing that I get... returning stuff on Amazon, 'cause it's free to ship usually and free to you know, create the label and all. They make it as easy as possible to return it for free. But some of the other clothing companies, like if you want to return those things, you have to pay for shipping. And I would think that would keep so many people from from making that move.
Yeah, because you're now then again though, you're only paying like $8
for
it.
Yeah, no, I mean it's not a lot, but I just think with the way, you know, if you're somebody that's doing that to save money, I would think maybe it would discourage you from doing it.
Okay. Justin writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, was looking at swim trunks a couple years ago, noticed one on the rack had a big brown stain in it, skinny dipping it in. Bro, I mean.
I didn't think about swim trunk.
Yeah.
I'm out of that game anyway, though.
The swim trunk? What do you mean you're out of the swim
trunk? You're too old for swim trunks.
You've never.
What the hell am I wearing a swim trunk?
To the beach.
You don't own
now
a pair of swim trunks?
I'm 65, man. You think I'm coming out of the water looking like this, like a sea urchin?
You got grandkids. You're going to be around water. The hose is coming.
Nobody wants to see their bare-chested, cigar-stinking grandpa in the goddamn pool.
There are several memories you will never be able to get out of your head. You're going to rob your grandkids of that?
You make fun. I can remember. I had my Uncle Dom. He was a real Uncle Dom.
Uh-huh.
Sicilian on both sides. He had hair that looked like sea kelp. So when he would get his hair, you could not see my Uncle Dom's back. It was full of massive black hair. It was gross. I'm going to save my grandkids from that. Because I look like, if I'm in a bathing suit and sunglasses, nothing else, I look like an iguana on a Mexican postcard. Buenos dias from Mexico. I look terrible.
Okay, I'm not arguing that
I'm
you
just
look good.
You don't own a pair. Yeah. Whether or not you're going to use them.
Nah. I do short, but that's it. Long, short.
Within the next five years, you will have a swim shirt and a pair of swim trunks. You got the grandkids. It's impossible.
All right, I'm going to take a photo and send it to you.
Okay, great. No, I don't want
to
see.
No, you're going to have to see my old man nips. They go in different directions at different times.
Oh, you got lazy nips?
Bro, my breasts shift. Depending on what I'm doing.
Oh, I thought that's where we found water. Divining teats. What a freaking opportunity.
What happened?
There's a local guy, Done Good.
Really?
Who is about to go on tour internationally.
Yeah.
With a legend of music.
Yeah, what an opportunity.
Yeah, that's literally what I just said.
Sorry.
But it may not be all that it seems. Because here's the thing, man. Like, this kid deserves nothing but a round of applause.
Yeah.
And it hopefully is the start of something great. Mm. But when you think international tour with a massive musician, you don't really think this.
Oh, this particular person?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. John Dreddo, he's around 27 years old, late 20s. He graduated from Webster Thomas in 2016. He is a musician, a guitarist, and he just got himself a hell of a gig.
What did he get?
He is now the lead guitarist for Chaka Khan.
That's huge.
He got the gig over thousands of people from all over the world who auditioned. And after getting the gig, he is being described by the folks in the band as having incredible skill, stage presence, and passion.
Okay.
And let's just put it this way, man. When it comes to the good, he is now a working musician.
Yep.
And he is working with a legend of music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's not only going on tour with Chaka Khan. That tour includes Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle.
Man, what a soul show.
Yep, and Stephanie Mills. So he's
going to meet a few legends in the process. Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, every night he is going to witness an historic show when he's not even on stage. What an experience for a 20-something-year-old guy. And you're on an international tour, which just kicked off over the weekend in Vegas.
So he's going to see the whole world.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Problem.
Yeah.
Well, like, if I was, like, 15, and like a genie came to me, and they were like, you're going to be the lead guitarist on an international tour.
Right.
You would think like sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Yeah. Don't think you're going to get much of that on this tour with that many divas on tour.
Well, they might party.
Kind of party.
I think they're too old to party.
Yeah.
What kind of party are you thinking?
Slow party.
Slow party?
Slow party. Take it easy. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of early nights.
So I believe Chaka Khan is the youngest on the tour.
Yeah, and she's what?
She's 70.
Yeah.
70 years old. Both Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight, who, by the way, amazing musicians, are in their
80s. Yeah.
I'm not sure how old Stephanie Mills is, but that may not matter at this point.
Well, I'm also wondering, too, at 26, 27, I mean, like, maybe because this guy's super into music, yeah. maybe he was very familiar, but I wonder, like, the average 26, 27-year-old, like, if he had to do research on what he was trying out for first.
I don't know. Some of those Chaka Khan songs are iconic.
I guess, but would you really know that much about
yeah,
Chaka Khan?
Yeah, how much would you know? Like maybe
Chaka
you
Khan?
Maybe you know
Chaka
that
Khan?
Chaka Khan? Chaka Khan?
Let me feel. Let me move it. Let me
maybe you know
Khan.
Like one or two songs.
Don't besmirch this song. You were saying I'm
sorry. But like his parents were after that. Or, you know what I mean? Like his parents probably didn't listen to that music.
No, his parents owned the Music Lover shop here years ago.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, you know this guy.
Well, if it's John Dretto.
Dretto.
Yeah, so they own the Music Lover show. Okay, it's the same family. So I think so they go way back musically.
All right, so and it's also
I mean, like coming from a music family, makes sense.
But
I'm thinking like most kids who are in their 20s, like their parents would be too young for this music. Or would they be right on the dot?
They might be right on the dot.
Yeah, you're on the bubble.
Yeah, because like here's the thing. Like, look, I agree with you. Like the whole like it's not your generation's music. Counterpoint to that. If this was music your parents loved and it was in the house all the time, like I can sing word for word every REO Speedwagon song. Like if you put me up there, I can do a whole show for you.
Here's the good part about this tour. Backstage, the food's going to be phenomenal. As long as you like low salt. Because those girls like to eat. Those are some women that like to eat.
Okay.
That's why
Patti LaBelle liked to eat.
I think she's lost a ton of weight.
I understand that due to health reasons.
Yeah.
But you know there's going to be some good food.
Okay. By the way, Stephanie Mills is the youngest diva on tour, 68.
68 and you're the kid.
It's an unbelievable experience, and it shows how talented this kid is.
You're going to see a show because you know there's going to be some fighting backstage.
I don't know. Even at this age?
Arguing.
I mean, you don't think
they all do their own
thing.
They're not hanging out all that much.
I mean, like, diva exists because of the word diva exists.
Patti LaBelle, for sure.
No, but I'm saying they're probably not interacting all that much, I would guess.
They're probably
doing their own thing. They got their own schedule.
Somebody's going to come out of their trailer screaming, somebody touched their Stanley Cup.
Not the trophy.
No.
The actual Stanley Cup. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this kid from Rochester, Webster kid. John Dretto. I say kid. He's in his late 20s.
Oh, you're also going to have to zip one of them up.
They probably have people to zip them up.
Sometimes you're running out there. You're going to have to zip up the headliner.
I would be honored to zip up Patti LaBelle.
You better be careful.
If I could just nerd out for a second. I would kill to hang out with Patti LaBelle and watch her show.
I mean,
I love Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
I could just break down her cry.
I do know Chaka Khan can be difficult.
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
Well, who said that?
Yeah, how would you know that, Tommy?
I got a little insight.
Oh, from who? My ass. You don't know no one who knows Chaka Khan. You don't know no Chaka Khan.
Word is a little bit of an attitude. She's tough. She's tough to work with. Listen, they're probably all tough to work with that age. They're grumpy.
It's funny because a lot of these aging artists, like the people that they have in their bands, tend to be like the younger set to carry on the music.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing like this isn't an uncommon story of somebody in their 20s, you know, having like a lead role in an aging artist band.
I would be so nervous though, because your stuff as that kid, you got to be so tight on stage.
Yeah.
Because if you piss these women off, your ass is going to get dressed down on stage. Chaka Khan will light your ass. I thought we had audio of Chaka Khan losing it on somebody on stage.
Do we?
One of these aging artists, I thought a female, she was getting pissed off.
That seems to be more of a guy thing. I know we have a bunch of guy audio.
Oh, no, there's plenty of divas going off on their people.
No, I'm saying we
gotcha.
Have.
Yeah.
No, the only viral video I know of Patti LaBelle, it's a great video, and I was telling you guys about this morning. She's doing like some kind of performance in D.C. for like their Christmas thing. It was a government thing. Yeah. It was on C-SPAN. She is out there about to sing. There's all these risers for a chorus behind her. All of a sudden, the music starts, and she's, what was the song she was singing? This Christmas. This Christmas. Mm-hmm. So she starts singing. And she's like, I don't know the words, and where's my chorus? And
there's the chorus wasn't even there.
Chorus is not there. And she's like, where's my chorus? And the song.
Nobody was on the same page.
She is a consummate performer, so the show must go on, but there's someone holding cue cards, and she's going, baby, baby, move the cue cards faster. I don't know the words. So she's making up words. All of a sudden, the chorus comes in the background. It's the funniest.
Filters in.
And she looked really sweet and just rolled with the punches. Right. So, Shockface, you're probably wrong.
No, but when she gets your ass backstage, you're going to see the meaner side of these women.
252 WCML. We're talking about John Dreto, a 20-something-year-old kid, graduate of Webster Thomas. He has earned the job as lead guitarist for Chaka Khan on her new international tour, and she's on a tour with Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, and Stephanie Mills. I mean, it is a Mount Rushmore of soul R&B music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And, you know, you bring up the whole, I would assume they would have younger musicians.
Yeah.
Every time we've gone to a show of a, you know, legend of music, the musicians seem to be in their 40s, 50s,
really?
And 60s. I don't remember.
When I saw Paul McCartney, he had some young musicians in his band.
Was it his kid?
I don't think so.
Okay.
At least they didn't introduce them that way.
Like, I saw Billy Joel, older musicians.
Yeah.
We saw Ringo Starr, older musicians.
Well, those are all legends themselves.
Some of
Todd Rundgren and stuff
Some
like
of
that.
Them. Yeah. Well, yeah, there was a Todd Rundgren and the guy who was a lead singer from Asia.
And that guy.
Well, here's the thing. He was the most talented one there.
Yeah.
And I don't know the guy's name.
Yeah.
Sounded just like the album. Also a great band. I mean, I would want this gig.
Oh, yeah. Just, I mean, the opportunity. Even if you just did it once and you got fired at the end of the tour, you still have a...
Oh, yeah, it was once-in-a-lifetime thing.
You saw the world.
Yeah.
Would you be able to, depending on the artist, I guess, and how well-known they are, would you be able to brag to your friends about it, though? Like, they might think it's cool that you're going on an international tour, but are they impressed, I guess, by who you're working with?
Yeah, I don't think anyone I know would know Chaka Khan.
No.
Like, no one my age would be like, wow, I would have to explain who Chaka Khan is.
I'm not picture you in your 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't even get the Chaka Khan jokes.
Chaka Khan?
Yeah, they think you're having a stroke or you have Tourette's.
I think I would have to explain to my wife who Chaka
Khan
is. No. Why would you say no?
Oh, I'll tell you why.
Whoa. Why?
She's one of the greatest black entertainers of our generation.
Yeah.
And your wife is a black woman. Yeah. I would think she got the memo.
So she has to know all of them.
You would know all the famous ones.
No, she's not a big soul person. I told you, it was like one of my biggest, because I've always loved soul music.
Pat was disappointed.
I know, I was. I'll tell you, I think I've told the story on the air. I've always loved soul and R&B.
Yeah.
So I meet my wife, I pick her up outside of a coffee shop, you know, because that's a smooth guy.
Yeah.
And I go, this is great. I got an iPod full of all of this music, and like, she's going to get in the car, and she's going to be like, oh my God. You are a different kind of Irishman. So she gets in the car, and I had like Maxwell on.
Yeah.
I'm like waiting. I'm like, you know, hand on my steering wheel, like waiting for her to be like, oh my God. And she's like, can I play with your iPad?
So what does she want to hear?
Imogen Heap. It's a deep story.
Yeah. So like pop music?
No, it's like.
I don't know what to call that.
It's like
indie music?
It was like the hipster rock of like the early 2000s.
But she talks jazz with me all the time, but you think that's a scam.
I guess.
You think your wife is scamming? Yeah, he says she's scamming you.
No, she absolutely is scamming you. She wants you to think she's cool, and you don't listen. So she's just making stuff up, and you don't even catch it. I'm telling you, man.
All right.
I'm telling you.
She's got to know Chaka Khan and Patti LaBelle.
I'm sorry.
Gladys Knight.
Well, Elijah, who according to his avatar is a black guy on Twitter, says, your wife's black card is revoked. Tommy is working towards one. So you got that going
for you. Okay.